Get moving in the morning. The Morning Mix with Matt Harris and friends.
Hello, freak. Thank you for joining us. Grateful for that. And share this episode. Share the pod. Also, if you would rate it and comment on it, that'd be fabulous. And follow at the old follow button. That way it shows up in your feed all the time. Ramona is in the process of moving, which is or can be quite insanely stressful.
But I tell you, I hired this company called Move Pack Clean, and I'm going to shout them out because they have been amazing. Even going so far as they packed my stuff for me, labeled everything excellently, helped me declutter first.
That's a good thing.
Then packed me up and then left me a cute little area because they knew that last night was going to be my last night in my house. So one of the girls who had been packing me, you know, she's seen every single thing that I own. So she left out some eyelash glue for me and a mirror and my eyeliner, you know, stuff that she knew that I would definitely use.
Now, what she didn't leave out, and it's no fault of hers, is something purple.
So, you know,
I'm triggering you.
I'm on the Alzheimer's Association board. You know what I mean? I go hard for this organization. Yeah. The family dance party. 100% of the family dance party CLT money goes to the Alzheimer's Association. Paul Jamison from Jamison Realty, he writes his check to the Alzheimer's Association. Okay? June 1. We're all in.
Yeah.
All in.
We're 9 days away from the family dance party, our Alzheimer's fundraiser. I have been planning this day for weeks because it's the first day of Alzheimer's and Brain Health Awareness Month. I had planned for even going on TV to talk about the event and represent the Alzheimer's Association. Do you know what the Alzheimer's Association wants us to do for the month of June?
What would that be?
Purple. Go purple.
Purple. Yeah,
go purple.
That's
purple
my favorite color.
Rain. What do I have on right now?
Magenta? I don't
even
know what magenta is.
It's in the same family.
What color is that?
It's pink.
Oh, pink.
It's Barbie. It's Barbie
lipstick pink.
Pink.
It starts with P.
I could not find a single purple thing.
It's like all packed away.
It's all packed away. And I had taken out clothes to put in a suitcase just for the couple of days that I have in between. And I thought about throwing something purple in the suitcase because of the family dance party. But then I thought, oh, that's next week. Oh, surely man. I'll be unpacked by then, at least my clothes. I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
So not one purple thing in my bag.
Not one purple thing.
So I
leave ribbon?
Nothing. So I leave the station. And I wasn't done with all the stuff that I was doing for the family dance party until about 6 o'clock. I leave here and I stop at a thrift store. I stop at another store. I stop at another store. I closed down the last store. Mm. I did see some purple sneakers, but they weren't even in my size.
So you got nothing.
I have nothing.
How about
purple?
Like,
and I have to go there. Like, immediately after we're done, right? I don't even have lag time to stop at yet another store to see, do you have anything purple? Anything?
Can't even do balloons, because not enough time.
Well, I was going to bring with me this nice End ALZ baseball hat.
Okay.
Because the TV show said, oh, do you have any props that you want to bring with you? I'm like, I know I do.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring my End ALZ hat and give it to Eugene Robinson, one of the co-hosts of the show.
And where is the hat?
The hat is at my house. I thought about the fact that I forgot it as I was beating myself up on the drive here for not having one purple thing for my big purple appearance.
I'm going to write into the station a harshly written letter about how could you have that guest
on
talking
about dare she?
No
we're supposed to go purple. Yeah. Oh, but is that too good to go purple?
Nothing. Like,
maybe the pink will translate into a little darker hue on TV.
Look at Mr. Upbeat.
Maybe.
Bless my heart. No, is what you're saying.
No, bless my heart. No. Maybe you walk around the station. Anybody got anywhere to look and see what
right,
I can wear?
Right.
How about some purple panties? Just just flashed it.
I am wearing purple. You just don't know it. You know? Like, that's really appropriate to say on a TV show where I'm appearing with a 9-year-old.
Who will probably be wearing purple.
Of course. Riley Goodwin is one of the kids on our youth marketing team, and she's going to do the appearance with me. She's been prepared. She's done an amazing video about things that kids can do with a grandparent or someone they love who has dementia. And all the kids got their videos in on time. Bella, who's the head of the marketing team for the kids, everybody has done everything they were supposed to do.
Right.
Except for me.
Except for you.
Well, if she's going to have all of her stuff together, then you can say that you guys planned this. She was going to be the centerpiece.
Oh, look at him.
You'll be the centerpiece.
Why are you covering up for her failure?
No, no.
Why are you supposed to make her feel bad? That's what we do here. Do you not know anything? Have you not learned how it works?
I'm sorry.
Have you not learned how we beat up on each other?
I can't
him
do
and his
that.
Positive self.
Bless his heart.
I know what that means.
Here's a little stat for you. What do you think about this? 1 in 8 men under 35 bring condoms to a funeral.
Ew.
Yes.
Ew.
Yeah. Do you think that is...
Like, specifically, it's not just something that they keep in their wallet all the time?
That's a good
question. Like, they specifically... going to say bye-bye to Pop-Pop. Let me run back in and get a prophylactic.
Yeah. Because Pop-Pop won't be the only stiffy there.
Stop it.
No, I didn't... What do you mean by that?
Okay,
sorry. Yeah.
Have you ever hooked up at a funeral?
No.
Have you ever hoped? Did you shoot your shot at a funeral?
No, but I...
I hope not.
But I fantasized during the eulogy.
Oh, my gosh. Weddings, I can understand. Funerals...
I'm trying to get to heaven.
Yeah.
You obviously are not.
No, I'm just trying to prove to God I'm alive. I think it's kind of... I mean, they're under 35. You got to be ready, I guess, huh?
No.
I think there's
a funeral?
Places.
Why are you going to a funeral if you feel the need to put a condom in your pocket before you go? I say that if you're putting if you are specifically making sure that you attend this funeral with a condom, you have some messed up intentions.
Maybe it's not.
And your motivation might not be pure for going to say goodbye to whoever.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they didn't put it in their pocket. Maybe they're wearing it to the funeral.
Then
can't even handle it.
No, it's not about handling it. He doesn't want to encourage this.
Nobody does.
Hey, I just saw the stat. I'm not the one doing it.
Why would you even see that stat? What are you even looking for that particular statistic pops up?
Of all the places,
once again, your nasty Googling habits come back to haunt us.
Yeah.
Us.
I just people send me things, I think.
I don't.
Hey, Matt, look at this.
Who is sending you these things?
Oh, I don't know. This was from the Trojan company, I think.
I don't even want. I feel inappropriate even saying this.
Yeah.
Who is going to a funeral out of all of us? Who's going to be going to a funeral very soon?
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, pretty soon.
You would
my
not.
My mom's funeral, yeah.
You would not hook up at your mom's funeral.
No, I would.
You wouldn't even think about it, would you?
Parking lot, maybe.
I mean, I guess the thing is
because I have known you to use tears for sex.
I know. It was in college. It was a crazy time. But,
that's what they all say.
I would not do it now. I would maybe real tears at least.
I'm really sad this time.
This time is real. I would not do fake tears for sex, but I would do real ones for it. Maybe. Mom would be proud.
No, she would not.
Hey, my dad might work it. Who the heck knows? I'm kidding. I laugh in spite of the thought of your dad
bringing condoms to your mom's funeral.
Yeah.
Is horrible.
It is horrible.
But I will say, your dad living in that active senior community in Charleston is about to become the man with a capital M.
Yeah, he said all
that's
the.
What I heard.
He has no desire. He doesn't want to start. I mean, it's only been a couple of weeks, for God's sakes. But
when we got to Oberlin, Ohio, for my grandmother's funeral, when we pulled up, there were little old ladies in frilly shirts sitting on the porch coming to comfort Mr. Holloway.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's, first come. First serve.
Or vice versa.
Matt Harris.
I don't know. Anyway, what I'm saying is it's sad.
It is very sad.
Yeah, but it's terrible.
But all bets are off over a certain age when it comes to how soon people will approach you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I mean, yeah, it's he hasn't done, like I said, those. My mom and him together every minute of every day forever. Mm. So it's very weird for him, I'm sure. But he seems to be, you know, good as could be expected.
Right.
Having done some things and hung out and stuff with the old group of the retirees. He did the lunch with them the other day. So that's good.
Yeah.
I try to put a spin on the nonsense I talked over the last few minutes. I am very, when it gets like feeling-y, I tend to say things inappropriate and just
trying to avoid the situation.
And as you told me not too long ago, you like to bottle up your feelings and lash out. Which I'm like, who says that?
Comedically.
Like, you know, well, I pretty much just bottle up my feelings and lash out. Yeah. Well, wow, that sounds super healthy.
I learned that in therapy.
Shouldn't you be working on it in therapy and in real life? Like, aren't you going to therapy to learn what it is, then to also work on it?
Yes, I am. All right. I want to talk about this topic that came up today about what song you want to play whenever you walk into a room. Doesn't matter the occasion. You can't change it based on occasion.
Ooh.
So funeral, wedding.
Oh, wait a minute.
Business meeting.
Something
very, a benefit, any of those things.
Oh, I need to change my song.
Oh, then. He didn't tell you?
He just said, what's your walk-up song?
Yeah, your walk-up song for life. Your walk-up song for life.
That was
so
unfair.
I'm looking at my life and I'm like, where might a walk-up song play?
Bad description.
And I'm thinking it's probably at an event where I'm speaking. Therefore, I went with "Let Me Clear My Throat."
JD, bad description.
No, I think that it fits you very, very well.
No, but it still was a
Why does that fit me at a funeral, JD?
Let's hear what she chose.
All right. Am I giving the eulogy?
Yeah, I know, right?
All you mourners up in here!
Yes!
Yo!
Yeah!
One time for Meemaw!
Danny, here comes Ramona into a funeral where she doesn't even know most of the people there.
I think it's great.
You gave her a terrible description.
Okay, mister.
Because so, you...
Okay. To be fair...
When I say heaven, you say rocks. Heaven!
Rocks! Heaven!
Okay, so...
How is this my walk-up? You gave me a bad description. You cannot have "Let Me Clear My Throat" playing as your walk-up song for somebody else's funeral.
Yes. Sure you can. Okay, but this is not fair because Matt's is this.
Yeah, I chose that one.
For always, like...
No, but I think that...
You know what? You know why that is very appropriate for everything? Because when he arrives, he's going to say or do something very inappropriate.
Yep.
So you may as well get it out the way. Right. Here he comes.
Yeah.
Here he comes.
Sorry about you, mommy.
Strutting in a tight t-shirt with his three nipples, showing them off.
Yep.
Because it's his party trick.
Start inappropriate is the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I can go up from there.
I would like to think that this could be appropriate for me.
Oh, that is you.
It is. Even at the funeral.
Right, even at the funeral, we're like, our friend Larry's gone, but it's not forever.
Yes. Well, there would be a point, though, as he walks in every radio station meeting or whatever it is, where people would just want to beat him to a pulp.
Oh, this has happened before.
What?
Let me clear. I haven't physically been, but there has been times where I'm walking down the halls with my coffee and I'm like, hey, good morning, how are you? And somebody looks at me like, oh God, not again.
That's playing in his head.
It is playing in his head.
And if you there's a video that I'm trying to get posted. What's your family's social page.
So my wife's is Hank's Family Life. I'm going to post it on mine, which is JD Mix 107. JD
I'm
on
trying
Mix 107.
To strip it from her post because I don't want to just post a link to this video of JD just dancing with joy. He's the most joyous person I think I have ever met in my life.
Like you could look at the church choir and he'd be that little white dude bouncing up and down. Bouncing up and down in the corner.
He's that viral kid.
That's the
viral kid.
That would be the viral kid.
Who's feeling the spirit?
Yeah. What's What's that white guy doing up there?
He's got the Holy Ghost.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does. And he takes it everywhere he goes.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
And he spells sunshine S-O-N. S-H-I-N-E, okay.
Get out of here with that. Share the podcast, rate it, follow, reach out to us on the socials of Mix1079.com or the Mix socials or Matt Harris, Ramona Holloway, etc. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for listening to Charlotte's best mix of the 90s, 2000s, and today on Mix 1079 and always streaming live at Mix1079.com.